The leaves are, do you know what, why they call them that? The leaves are fastened on different, so it just takes a very light breeze till they'll tremble, you see, in a very light breeze.
And, I'm learning every second now. That's great.
It's fastened on the, you see, usually the leaf will come out this way, you see, and they're turned this way, the way they're, the stem, yeah, and they tremble a lot easier.
Yeah, okay. I guess if it's going to be hard to come up with this one, there's a tree that especially popular in the Midwest, a type of tree, a great big tree.
Oak?
Not an oak, but starts with an S.
Sycamore?
Sycamore. There you go.
Okay, I don't know anything about them, but
they won't grow here.
They won't grow here.
Really?
Okay.
Must be pretty cool. Okay. What would you call it when there are a bunch of trees together, where trees are closely planted or grow closely together? Do you call that a?
No, I don't know. Are you talking about a forest or?
Uh-huh. Or maybe just a small stand of trees, maybe 50, 60, 100.
Grove.
See, it was hard terms for someone from Wyoming to come up with, just as a hard term for someone from Utah, because trees come up, it's a miracle.
Yeah. Right, it's not easy.
Okay, what about shrubs? Are there shrubs native to around here?
Oh, yeah. Choke cherries and currants.
What about on the ranges, maybe where you'd find rabbits?
You don't find those much out on the range, no. You might find some sage or buckbrush out there, but these others, you'll mostly find those that are planted or along the creeks someplace.
Okay, let's see. Are there cactus grow here?
Yes, we have a small barrel cactus that grows on the range, and then we have the prickly pear that's more kind of a flat cactus.
Okay.
And there are some others that grow pretty much on the ground, but I don't know what they call them. We don't have many in here.
And the prickly pear, compared in size to the barrel cactus, is what?
Well, they'll grow up fairly large, and some of the barrel cactus will get, 6 inches across, I guess.
And weeds? Are there types of weeds that you're familiar with? Wished you hadn't seen.
Yeah, lamb's quarter and pigweed and then there's all kinds of weeds, white leaf franseria and some people would call it poverty weed, because you can't grow much of anything else where that's growing. And there's what's the name of that white toad? Dalmatian toad flax. You don't see a whole lot of that around here, but it's a bad weed. We'd spray it and try to kill it.
Sounds pretty exotic.
Sunflowers and the dandelions, and I'm sure there's a lot of others.
Okay, and are there vines? Do you have many vines growing around here?
Not many. We do have a vine that grows in the plowed or the farmed ground sometimes. And what do they call that? I don't think of it right now. Anyway, there's not a lot of it.
Okay. And one thing I have to go back on and get a pronunciation. What are the something that's not a tree, that's smaller, about this
shrub?